Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Morgan Wallen Day, everyone. Happy Morgan. What are we, Wall to Wallen?
Wall to Wallen.
That's what we're
Wallen
doing
winning
today.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Walla Walla Wallen.
So, the short version of this is we have tickets to Morgan Wallen.
All we know is it's happening sometime this morning.
Yes, correct.
The giveaway.
And by it, we mean you will hear two songs
back to back. Two Morgan Wallen songs.
Mm-hmm. When you hear them, we will be looking for caller 10. Caller 10 is going to go to see Morgan Wallen from the pit. No closer to my knowledge that you can get to that show than what we are going to
do. Pretty stinking close. Yep. And the key to this is the end of the second song. That's when you're going to want to start calling.
Is that because I know that always comes up. When do I start dialing?
And we tell you to.
Yeah. We will give you a cue. But as soon as you hear the end of that second song, it's time to go. The amount of comments about, you know, needing these tickets online has been really something, man.
Yeah, not even the comments. It's really like the messages to the page about like personal stories and things. Those are hard because
I haven't checked the DMs.
We have no control over any of this.
This is
we're not even going.
Legitimate. No, we don't have tickets. If we did, this might be some way. I mean, this would be a very effective way of like weaseling a pair out of us, you know, because like he tells the great, oh, okay, yeah.
Take
yeah,
mine.
Why don't you
we
go?
We already did that.
This is wild. Sorry, now I'm just reading these. And yes, these are insane. So, bottom line, we can do nothing for you except play two Morgan Wallen songs back to back. When that happens, you're going to take your best shot. When will that happen? I honestly do not know.
At some point this morning, all we know.
There will be two Morgan Wallen songs. We will be listening right along with the rest of you. So, yes, good luck. And don't go anywhere. Get your phone. You never know when this could be. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I love it. It's coffee and eggs, right, that are frequently in the news.
There's
sometimes
a lot of flip-flopping.
Wine.
A lot
it's
of
like,
flip-flopping.
Oh, it's healthy for you. Yeah. Oh, it's killing you. Oh, it's healthy again. Ah,
right.
I'm going to leave this one here. Like, I'll read this story, and then I'll never read another.
We're saying, well, yeah, because it's
coffee extends your life. For
hey,
real this time.
Hey.
Forget about all those other studies.
We're good.
And it's not even just like one cup. Multiple cups of coffee can be okay for you.
Thank God.
Yay! So if you're like heavily over-caffeinated like we are, stay tuned. Mm. I'll give you all of the details. But first, in some crazy news, Willie Nelson no longer smokes pot.
Okay. Now, yeah, that's a great headline.
I mean, it is.
You know, he's 100, dude. Like, he can't. Like, there's got to be something
Everyone
else he's
was
doing.
Upset. Who was it? It was when Snoop Dogg, it was a similar headline.
Yeah.
And it was because he had turned to edibles, which is,
yeah,
honestly, sort of what Willie's doing, although he just says some. He says
some?
Accept a few edibles, so I don't even know
a
that he's
few?
Doing that all that much.
Really?
Yeah. So
okay,
Father Time
that's kinda notable.
Catches up to
I
us
just
all.
Figured he was just saving his lungs, you know.
Yeah, he said, I can't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
My lungs have already said, don't do that.
Yeah.
So I don't really do anything now.
He just kind of hangs out.
He does music. Still have a line of THC-infused spirits.
I keep getting served
called Willie's
ads.
Remedy.
Yeah, ads for this.
So maybe it's that.
It could be. It's like a bit. Hey, you know what? Whatever, man. We're just glad you're here.
He talked about it in an interview with Forbes, and they asked him what makes him happy.
What does make him happy?
And he said, I enjoy seeing people get together and forget about everything except music. I think there's a great positive exchange that takes place. We don't care what political affiliation you're with, what color you are. It doesn't matter. If you like music, come on.
I love it, man.
Which is how we know Outlaw Music Fest is going to be so much fun.
It's coming up
July 6th. We do have tickets, so mm-hmm. Keep it right here on The Bull. In other country news, Post Malone and Jelly Roll are in the middle of their big stadium tour, and Posty just met someone very, very special to Jelly, and
that would be
Donna DeFord, his mother.
Oh.
She was so excited to meet Post Malone, like so excited, and she was really just worried that he might not sign her CD.
Oh, come on. Come on, Mom.
She brought her own felt pen.
Get out of here.
Of course, he came out. They shared a big hug. He did sign the CD. Mm. And then they all took a picture together.
I love it.
They were flipping off the camera, which made it not so sweet.
That,
but, you know,
that is exactly what I would expect from the family role.
Man, it's a rough time to be a Texan. Yesterday, we had the news that we weren't very patriotic.
Yes.
45th. In the list of 50.
In the patriotism
game. And now I discover we're also most likely to be psychopaths. They say there are four states in America that contain the most psychopaths, and Texas is one of them.
It's because our population
is high.
It's Nevada.
It's New York. It's South Dakota.
South
and Texas.
I can see South Dakota sneaking up.
And they did this. They did this study over 20 years. It included almost 1.8 million people across 183 countries.
If you had to pick a place to live as a psychopath, I would think the Dakotas have to be high on that list. The rest of it. I think it's just a population thing. New York, a lot of people. Texas, a lot of people.
I think it's more maybe you're uncomfortable by the friendliness that's exuded by Texans. Maybe you think it's forced or fake, and that person must be a psychopath. Because why else would they be speaking to you?
Yes. Like, you just don't get our vibe, and then you put ill intent behind
it.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah, sure.
Like, we're not being manipulative. We're just speaking to you.
Yeah, we talk.
We're trying to be nice.
We talk.
As for countries, the ones that rank the highest: China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Korea, and Japan.
Yeah, well, that's good. Okay, so the U.S. not very high, but in the U.S.
very high.
I think it balances.
Very high.
I think it balances.
And very high your odds of living a long and healthy life if you drink coffee. Now, they do say it has to be black coffee.
Oh, perfect.
But not always black coffee. So they just mean you cannot, like, completely drown the thing in sugar and saturated fats.
Okay.
So not a ton of milk and not a ton of cream.
Right.
But you can have some. It's just low added sugar, which they define as 2.5 grams per 8-ounce cup, or like half a teaspoon.
Huh.
And low saturated fat was defined as 1 gram per 8-ounce cup, or 5 tablespoons of 2% milk, which sounds like a lot. 1 tablespoon of light cream, or 1 tablespoon of half and half.
Wow.
And drinking 2 to 3 cups was slightly better than drinking 1 cup.
Really?
But they said there was no added benefit if you go beyond the 3 cups.
But hey, but it's not going to hurt you.
No.
It's not going to hurt you.
It's just not going to do any better for you.
I can live with that.
They think that the lower mortality risk is attributed to the bioactive compounds in coffee, but I just feel like that's a win.
A win is a win. I am not going to question.
Coffee is extending your life.
Yes. Yes. Do not read anything else about coffee from this point forward. You're going to be in good shape.
Yeah. So if you like it black, you're bitter and basically immortal. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
A freebie in today's Money Minute. That means, should we call you before 8:30 today to play our little game of trivia, you only have to get 9 correct answers.
It's not a cakewalk, but it is an assist.
You still only have 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll dwell on every question and think, is this the question?
We really got to think this through, man. Like, yeah, I'm not sure this is helping. I do know, for what it's worth, a lot of people have cashed in on the freebies.
They have.
Plus.
Not on the game itself.
Not
only
actually.
Two winners to date.
Yes. Yes.
Don't let that keep you from signing up at thebullhouston.com/contest. Today's freebie, Omega.
Mm.
Omega.
Okay.
Alpha starts the party. Omega shuts it down.
There you go.
I feel like I also just gave you the question.
That's fine. That is fine.
In so many words.
Sign up. Be our next contestant. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Win money.
If you smell.
Sean
is cooking.
Sean is running behind today.
Yeah. I blame the building. I don't want to affect any lease negotiations we have going on with the building or anything, but I have my issues with this building. Some of their security.
They tried to lock
it's
you.
Supposed some of their to be safer now, Sean.
They tried to lock you out, Sean.
They make us sign in, and it's the dumbest thing ever. But anyways, and they've tried to lock me out. They can't shut me down, man.
No.
The establishment cannot shut me down.
No,
just because
no.
They shut both gates at the entrances into our garage and make me think I can't get into the building. Anyways, I don't think the audience cares about my problems. But
let's talk.
I'm running a little late today.
Let's talk Strohs.
Yeah, Strohs. Thank God they won.
Yeah.
13-3. This was a good wake up in the middle of the night and check the phone thing. Yeah.
Good.
13-3. And this was an easy one to go to bed for because they were up like 7-0 early on. They were hitting bombs last
night. This was not in contest.
No.
You don't have to worry about it.
No, it's the A's. You know, you go to bed at 7-0. Like the A's, they'll score 7 runs by Sunday. You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was good. The big thing was Cam Smith. Cam Smith, rookie, phenom. He's having a good rookie year, not a great rookie year, but Cam Smith is a really important component for the Astros' future because he was the main piece they got back in the Kyle Tucker trade.
Right.
They traded Kyle Tucker this offseason, one of the most popular players on the team. And the Astros have never been in that position before. They're usually the team that's trading prospects to get a big name,
mm-hmm.
and now they're sort of on that arc of their roster building where, you know, they're having to, you know, ship off some of the more expensive guys to get some prospects. They get Cam Smith from the Cubs and he makes the team out of spring training, which was a bit of a kind of an underdog story. It was thought he would go to the minor leagues at least to start. He made the team. He was amazing in spring training and he's been really good this year and he's come up with some clutch moments, but he hasn't hit for much power. He's only hit 3 home runs. He hadn't hit a home run since April 18th. And if you were to look at him, if you were to line him up with all the other guys in the Astros lineup and say, hey, which guy has hit 15 home runs this year? You pick Cam Smith because he looks like he was built in a lab.
He looks like a monster.
He looks like a monster, but he'd only hit 3 home runs all year long. He hit 2 last night.
There we go.
That was cool to see.
There we go.
Straightaway center.
Warming up, man.
400 and something feet. No Crawford box cheapies here. none of them that like landed, like, you know, it goes 302 feet where they do that stat thing on the broadcast afterwards. Like, that would have been a home run in one ballpark, Daikin Park. I like those.
That's called home field advantage.
Yeah, but so they're playing in Sacramento at this minor league park this week against the Athletics, which is really strange to watch. But bunch of home runs last night. Cam Smith had a couple. I think Isak Paredes had a home run. Cooper Hummel, who they just called up from Sugar Land. It was Oprah, man. You get a home run, Katie, and you get a home run, Frito. Everybody gets a home
run. Everyone's got bombs,
and they won. And the winning pitcher for the Astros was named Jason Alexander, which sets me up for all sorts of stupid Seinfeld jokes today.
That is a whole show of content.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm 2 days late, but I'm going to be dad joking like a mother today, man.
Sean. All right, well, let's get back to it.
You guys got me back in a good mood, man.
Oh, good.
You guys always get me in a good mood.
The
Hamburglar working the security downstairs puts me in a bad mood every day. He's the Hamburglar. He's got these little beady eyes that peer over his computer.
I think he's very nice.
He's like, sir, it's 5:36 a.m.
I appreciate the time check.
He tells me.
Katie is a fan.
Of the Hamburglar?
I like knowing the time.
He tells you as soon as you walk in the door.
Oh, I hate it.
I want to slap the lips off his face.
My hands are full and I can't get my watch.
Oh, God. You disappoint me greatly, Katie. I walk in. Sir, it's 5:31. I know.
This is going to be a fun show.
I just got out of my car. Today. Oh, God. I hate that guy.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, home of 10,000 for the troops. Which I know it's wall to wall in today, and we've gone Morgan Wallen crazy.
Yes.
But we are still collecting your letters, and we do still encourage you to send your letters, be that by mail, dropping off here at the studios, or Mack Hike Chevy. Mack Hike Chevy Cares is helping us do this entire thing. Remember, 10,000 cards, that's our goal, but we'd love to exceed that with your help.
Yes.
Get all the details online, thebullhouston.com.
We promised you Willie Nelson tickets, so let's do it. It's time for the
Wheel of Texas. So this is state symbols. How well do you know them? Well, you probably know the tree.
Yeah.
And you probably know the flower.
Right.
Maybe the bird.
I'd say the bird.
Everybody hates a mockingbird.
That's a layup, right?
What about the rest? There's a lot of them.
I know what you're thinking.
There's a lot.
Yes.
There's many.
So, what we are going to do is give you 3 to identify. If you get 2 out of the 3 right, then you are going to the Outlaw Music Festival.
Yep, we'll spin the wheel, see where it lands. With each state symbol, you will get multiple choice. So there's that. Makes it a smidge easier.
Mm.
So call us, 713-881-5500. That's 713-881-5500. We'll see how Texan you are coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Outlaw Music Festival hitting Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on July 6th. Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan, plus more. It's like a whole festival.
It's a whole thing.
And we want to send you right now.
With the Wheel of Texas. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Caden.
Caden, good morning. Let's see how Texan you are, my man. Mm. We're gonna test you. Mm. We're going to test you real good with the Wheel of Texas.
Okay, give it a spin, Frito.
All right, let's go.
Remember, you have to get 2 out of 3 of these, but with each one, we will give you multiple choice. State squash.
The state squash. We have a squash.
Is our squash the pumpkin, the zucchini, or the patty pan?
The what?
It's like a flat one. What do you think?
I'm going to go zucchini.
Ooh, that was a good guess. It's the pumpkin. Pumpkin. That was your one to miss.
Okay, not a big deal.
Don't even worry about it.
Not a big deal. Back to it.
Spin me again. Some really weird ones on here. I hope we don't get to. State vehicle.
Oh, wow.
State vehicle. The F-150. Mm. The chuck wagon. Or the Cadillac.
Think it through.
I'm going to go with the F-150.
Chuck wagon.
See, that's hard because that is the marketing, but it is not official.
Well, I think that is the most popular vehicle in the state of Texas.
Yes, I see where
your brain's at.
But better luck next time, my man. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This Kelly.
Kelly, let's go. It's the Wheel of Texas.
Where will she land, Kelly? State cooking implement.
Ooh.
State cooking implement. Is it the mortar and pestle? Cast iron Dutch oven or offset smoker?
Oh, wow.
Cast iron Dutch oven.
She's got it.
Those are three.
She's got it.
Those are three heavy hitters, y'all. Heavy hitters.
I think Dutch oven is also Arkansas and probably actually all the states. And we're back to state squash. State squash. Pumpkin, zucchini, or patty pan. What do you think?
Gotta go pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Yep, that's correct.
Pumpkin gets it
done. And just for fun to see if we can go 3-4-3. State vehicle. What is Texas's vehicle?
No, don't panic. You've already won the game. You're good.
But is it the F-150, the chuck wagon, or the Cadillac?
I'm going with the chuck wagon.
She's got it. She's gone and done it.
3-4-3. A winner in the Wheel of Texas.
Which means, of course, you get to go see Willie Nelson and family and Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Enjoy that entire little festival atmosphere they got going on at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
Hang on the line.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Darren, how's it going, man?
So far, so good. How are y'all doing?
I can't complain. Yet. Anyway, so let's hear about you and Caitlin. What's the problem? What are we doing?
The problem is I think she got tired of me. I guess that's what's happening. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, we got out on a few dates, but we hadn't really decided anything long term or anything like that. We've just been seeing each other.
Right.
And we met back in April at a charity deal. And we had a really good time talking, getting to know one another, this and that. And I ended up getting her number, and it took almost no time at all, like 2 seconds for us to decide to go out on a date.
Love that.
And then we just kept doing that, and until she up and quit talking to me out of the blue, and I have no idea why, but that's why I decided to email the show, you know, to see if there's any way to save what we had going so far.
No, man, that's the idea. But how far off the rails could this have gotten potentially? Like, can you backtrack it a little bit? Maybe is there a specific problem you guys had, or a fight, or some weirdness that we need to know about, or an uncomfortable topic, like something like that got brought up? Like what did y'all do the last time you were together?
All right, well, the last time we were together, she came to my house, and basically we were just doing the Netflix chill thing. We watched Netflix, and I don't know what would have set her off about that.
Well, how would you rate the night? Good, bad?
It was just a typical, normal night, pretty standard for what we had been doing so far. We were going to go out to dinner, but that was the night we had that crazy storm and things were going nuts outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
smart.
Right, so we decided to stay in, obviously, and you know, we made some dinner out of some scrap stuff I had laying around in the pantry, and we started this show one of my friends had been raving about.
Okay, what were you watching?
It's a nutty show. It's crazy. You probably heard of it. It's called I Am a Killer. But it's a wacky show, man. It's like interviews with all those people on death row.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fantastic.
Okay, not what I'd pick for a date night there, Darren. Like, do you think that might have been a problem for her, too?
I didn't think so. I mean, why would she have a problem with that?
I'm just wondering, like, how well do you know this woman?
You know, me having seen the show, you invite.
See, I've never seen
you've
it.
Never, you don't watch it.
No.
You're trapped in, like, there's inclement weather, and it's murder stories. Like, it's straight, it's like dead behind the eyes murders behind glass.
It's like a marathon, a bunch of stories from death row murderers.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I guess the focus is about how they killed a bunch of people.
That is the focus, Katie. That's exactly the show.
But I don't think that's the problem, you know, because, we'd already been out a few times, so that'd have been a lot for me to set her up for a murder. But
We're not saying you're going to murder her, Darren.
I'm saying I don't know that you should have watched the show.
Yeah.
But you know what? Thanks for putting that in my brain.
That's not my thing. It's just a basic show where they interview them and they show both sides of the story and they interview the families.
Yeah.
And, it dives into the cases and stuff like that.
No, absolutely. But like, if you are a woman going over to a guy's house and you're still kind of in the in-between
you just started
phase,
dating.
Yeah. And you don't know her. I mean, you don't know her feelings on true crime, right? Like, maybe she's weirded out by like you vibing out to like this greatest hits reel of serial killers.
That's alarming.
Right?
Maybe that's alarming. Just a smidge.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I thought everybody liked true crime. And, you know, when I see a lot of ladies that are into it too, so I really didn't give it a second thought.
That's fair.
I'll give you that.
All right. How'd the night end?
Well, we ate some pasta and we watched about three episodes of the show. And when the rain dies, She left and went home.
So she didn't stay the night or anything?
No, not at all. That was it. And after that, she kind of just texted me a little less and less for a couple of days, and then it just drifted to where I don't hear from her.
I hate to tell you this, at all anymore. Yeah. I hate to tell you this, man. Murder shows is like right in the lead.
Murder show, for sure.
But we're gonna find out. So we're gonna get Caitlin on the phone. We'll talk to her coming up next with Frito and Katie right around 7:20.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, don't get it twisted, right? I also love true crime.
Yes.
I just don't know that, like, watching the inside scoop on the serial killer psyche.
Dude, it
is such a date night activity.
It is such a haunting show. I cannot describe how off-putting that show
right?
is.
Maybe that is why Caitlin is not talking to Darren anymore.
Yes, it's a mood kill.
Maybe she just got a little spooked.
Yeah, who knows?
Darren insisted a little too often that he wasn't trying to murder her, which is an interesting side note. But let's get Caitlin on the phone and find out what's going on. Hey, is this Caitlin?
Yeah, this is Caitlin. Who's this?
Hey, Caitlin, we're Frito and Katie. Do you happen to have a few minutes by chance?
Hi. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, it's about Darren. We heard things weren't really going so well anymore, and we're just wondering, like, was it something major?
No, it's definitely a big deal.
Okay. All right.
And the last time we were together, it really sealed the deal for me. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think I know where we're going with this.
So you've met his daughter, too?
No, I have not met her.
Sorry. What did you just call my daughter?
Darren?
Yeah,
he's been waiting on the phone.
Yes.
What's happening? What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, I never would have, like, said that language in front of you. I didn't mean it. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Darren. I just couldn't find another way to describe your daughter because she was really insulting to me when we were together.
Well, what happened?
Okay, so we were over at his house, and we were watching some show, like this, like, killer, you know, this killer crime show.
Right.
I really didn't think I'd like it, but I was, like, hooked, and I was really into it.
Yes, that's the show.
So we were watching this show, and Darren, at one point, he gets up, and he's going downstairs to get more wine, and it's getting a little late. It's, like, maybe 11 p.m. or so, and I guess that's around the time that his daughter came home, and she, like, slammed in the door and was like, walking up the stairs, and then she does a double take, and she's like, who the f*** are you?
Oh, okay.
And I was just, like, stunned. I was, like, stunned at that behavior because, like, I don't know any teenagers that do that, or, and I certainly never would have done that with my parents or any guests.
Yeah, that's bold.
And disrespectful, sure.
I didn't know what to say, or I didn't know what to do. So I recovered, and then I was just, like, trying to introduce myself and say I was a friend of her dad's, and she just cuts me off, and she's like, never mind, don't care, and walks off.
Oh,
and she, like, looks
no.
at her phone.
Oh, no.
I was like, Lord, like, how disrespectful,
yeah,
you know?
Wow.
And I didn't want to be in that house anymore, that's like, for one more second.
That is something.
Yeah, so you left. Yeah, I get that.
Darren, how's your daughter?
Well, damn, this was kind of a blow to the head, but she's about to turn 18. But, you know, I have to say, though, I had no idea this happened, Caitlin, so I don't know why you didn't tell me.
Caitlin, you did know he had a daughter, right? That wasn't, like, also a surprise, was it?
No, yeah, I did know he has a daughter, and I didn't know she was that hateful, like, the look in her eyes when she was, like, speaking to me and, like, the venom in her voice, and honestly, it was like watching people from that killer show. Like,
oh,
so I was just coming out of this show, and I was looking at her, and she was acting like this, and it was like in real life, and it was just like weird. And Darren has got his hands full with that girl, and I know.
Yeah, clearly.
That you know.
Right.
Well, I wish you would have told me about this sooner. I mean, Angie's definitely tricky. You know, she's about to be out of the house. She's getting ready to move out, start her own life. She's going to Texas State in the fall. But until then, I think it's just usual teenage BS. It's exhausting as a single dad. I mean, she had a few incidents at school, some issues with her mom.
Oh.
She started acting out a bit, but it's nothing I can't handle. I mean, I can totally deal with it. I think it's just
a
teenage thing.
Can you deal with it? Like, I don't know. She's like this all the time with everyone. And is she okay? Like, I mean, going around and being openly hostile to strangers suggests otherwise. Like, what am I supposed to take away from that?
Well, you know, you don't need to take away anything from that exchange at all. I mean, my daughter is pissed off that I'm dating.
Sure.
Right.
She's acting out because me and her mom got divorced, and it's tough on her as it is with every kid. But, you know, I think it's just a phase because she wasn't like that earlier. And I'll get through it just like she will. And I know you don't have kids, but sometimes it ain't all that serious. I'll talk to her about her manners, and I'll remind her the way she treated you was completely out of line. You know, I'll tell her that she can't act like that while she's living under my roof. When she's gone, of course, she can do what she wants. But, I mean, I'm just saying, it's not all that uncommon with teenage girls to act out and be.
No, that's not a normal thing for a kid to do. I'm sorry, and I don't care how old she is. That was her first reaction to me sitting there, and I'm a stranger, I'm a guest, and I can only imagine like what she would do or say if I'm over there regularly. Like what is she going to do? Poison my iced tea because she's mad at me, and you're dating, and stab me in my sleep, or like there's unchecked anger and aggression there, and I think she needs therapy.
Let's say that's true. I'm just saying that she's also being a teenager. I mean, I've seen this before with other people's kids, and she might have some things to work through.
Yeah, like
sure.
Divorce.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to be alarmed over, I don't think. I mean, she's not going to kill you in your sleep.
What is with murder? People and murder.
Yeah.
It was just a bad interaction. And now that I know this, I'm going to have a major discussion with her. And all I can do is say that I'm very sorry that it happened. But it's not like something you would just write me off for. I think, damn, can we just be rational about this for a second, please?
I mean, what do you think? Do you have kids?
No.
I have babies, so I can't really relate to all of this. But what are you asking? Are you wondering if this is something you can or maybe should tolerate? Maybe it gets better?
Ugh.
Or is it to be expected and you just put up with it until she moves out and see where things go? Or
well,
one of those?
Yeah, something like that. Am I overthinking this? Is it as messed up as it felt? Am I being too sensitive? like my reaction, my first reaction is to move on, but maybe he's right. Like, I don't know.
Okay, well, look, hang on the line and we'll try to hash this out, okay? Just give us a few minutes.
What do y'all think? 713-881-5500. Is this worth putting up with? Call us. We'll talk to you next. Kind of a debacle in Houston, I have a problem today.
Caitlin
wants help. She wants you to weigh in.
Right.
Because she's not sure if dealing with Darren's daughter is worth it.
I know you guys have some thoughts. I think you mentioned this. Maybe some of you guys have some experience that's probably more valuable than like our thoughts on this. So let's get to it. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
So I was a single dad, and I got divorced, and my teenage sons, they had a real adverse reaction to the divorce, and I think that they were trying to find somebody to blame for that.
Yeah.
Right. And when I started to date again, I don't know if they had this thing that they held on to this hope that their mom and I would get back together or whatever was going on with them, but it was traumatic. And I mean, I was at the point where I was Googling retroactive birth control, you know, and, but they got through it. And the woman that I was dating at that time, I'm still with. And now they have a fabulous relationship.
Really?
Good.
Yeah. They have a fabulous relationship. They grew past it, and they, we had several conversations about it. The three of us went to therapy a few times.
Okay. And
that's a good, that's great.
And they're, you know, kids are resilient, and when they're teenagers, they're dealing with so much anyway, right? And, it was just traumatic, but I think that for her to write this guy off because of that one exchange, I think she might, you know, be underestimating where it might go. I mean, whether it works out or doesn't work out, this shouldn't be the deciding factor, I don't think, at all.
So can I ask how long it kind of took for your son to come around?
Well, it was two sons.
Two sons.
And I would, you know, thankfully, the woman that I'm still with, she was also very resilient. And I mean, they would get to the point where they would throw temper tantrums when I told them she was coming over for dinner.
That sounds like the exact same thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like the exact same thing we're talking about.
So, you know, at first I said, well, look, then you don't have to be here. You know, you can go into your room and play your video game and don't come out. But if you're going to come out, you're going to treat her respectfully like you would any person, you know.
And, so you took it, but you took it head on, though. Like, you really made sure it was addressed, discussed. And I mean, cause I don't get the feeling that's necessarily happening here. Maybe it will. But
well, he didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Right? I mean, that was his biggest thing. He said he wasn't aware.
Yeah. I just
don't think that when people react like that to when their father starts dating again, I don't think it's about that. You know,
right.
I think it's about something else.
Exactly.
And she was just the catalyst, you know.
Dude, and she might be the first
she
woman.
Might be. Could be.
Right.
Could
that dad be. Has tried
I
to
do,
date.
I that is such.
And then, speaking of changes, she's got college coming up too.
True.
Isn't that what he said?
A lot
she's
of life
leaving
stuff
in the fall.
Happening.
So yeah.
Man,
well, I mean, at 18, I don't know if you remember when you were 18, but I mean, you didn't have anything figured out then, you know?
No, you didn't.
But you thought you did.
You thought you knew
that's
everything.
The thing.
Yeah, that's
you know, the old thing about hurry up and move out while you still know everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No doubt.
She should give this.
It.
I mean, if she has feelings for the guy, I mean, you know, that's a whole different Oprah, but I don't think this should be a deal killer at all.
No, man, I think that's amazing perspective. Thank you so much for the call today. We appreciate it.
So Caitlin and Darren went out on a date. They were back at his house, and Darren's daughter was awful to Caitlin.
Like,
she's
horrible.
17 going on 18. And
yeah.
Man, the thing she said really rattled Caitlin.
And I guess the question we're asking is like, and she was asking, is it worth it?
Or is it too much of a headache? Do you just walk away?
Yeah. Good morning. What do you think?
Morning, guys. Okay. One thing that I always tell my single friends is that you need to get four things when you're dating somebody. You need to get four things off the table.
Okay.
Whether you're going to compromise, let go, or you're just stand your ground. One is money, one is religion, one is politics, and the last one is how you raise your kids.
It's good advice.
If you are not going to compromise on how you want to raise your kids, it's not going to work out. There's going to be conflict throughout your entire relationship.
Sure.
And that's clearly a red flag of what's happening now.
Now, he didn't know about this. Let's be fair. He didn't know about this.
Well, and I don't know if we can say it's the way that he's raising the daughter, because it does very much sound like it's rooted in the divorce.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I am suspicious it's the first woman he's brought home.
It could be.
Since mom.
It could be.
And that would trigger really big feelings, wouldn't it?
It would.
Not to excuse her behavior in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
No, that very much may be so. But it also comes down to, what are we going to tolerate?
Yes.
I understand you're hurting, but this behavior, how you're addressing it, is not appropriate.
Yeah, he did seem a little cavalier about it. Right?
I think he's got
to
get serious.
I'll talk to her about it.
No, he's got to get serious about it. He's got to get serious. And I agree. I think it needs to be discussed. Yeah. I think it needs to be talked about.
It needs to be with a firm hand, and I didn't 100%. Get that impression from the way he was describing
that
it.
That would absolutely change the equation 100%.
And once they become teenagers, it's harder to, like, whether to be a friend or be a parent.
Right.
So you got to pick what you want to do, especially when they're this old and they're going to be out of the house soon.
No doubt. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, mixing families, having stepchildren is always hard.
Right.
It's not easy at all. My stepson and my husband don't have the best relationship. And it's super hard, and even before of having relationships, and I haven't always liked my stepchildren. It just sometimes it happens.
It seems
to be from the calls.
Yeah, from what we're hearing, it just seems so aggressive.
There's a lot of conflict if you're talking about someone's parents.
That's a lot.
No longer being together, and then someone else coming in and trying to essentially take on that role, like... especially depending on how old the kid is when all of this is happening.
Yeah.
Right? It leads to some hard feelings and things.
It does.
Do you think Caitlin is too sensitive to handle it, though?
I think so.
Could that be a problem?
Kids are always going to be protective of their parents.
Right.
And not wanting them, like, not to be a family anymore. I mean, I don't know when their divorce happened or when they split up, but if she's a daddy's girl, she's very protective of him and doesn't want... to share, probably. So
it could be tricky. Yeah, Caitlin might just not have the personality for it.
That's a good point.
She has a month to deal with this girl. Like, the girl will eventually, the teenager will get over it.
Oh, that's true.
Will be fine.
I mean, I keep forgetting.
Like,
it's the end of June.
She's being too dramatic. I think she's being 100% dramatic. Like,
okay.
It's not that serious.
All right.
A lot of these women that come on here are so dramatic and so serious and, like, just need to chill out.
Right.
Just relax. Breathe.
For real.
Zen. Yes. Hey, thank
not
you.
Not that serious.
Yep.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull. It is not hard to show gratitude when you have so many people just absolutely being as grateful as you can be for our troops overseas. 10,000 for the troops continues, and you guys are stepping up in a big, big, big way right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking, we haven't checked in with MacHike Chevy.
No, we have not.
I wonder what their box is looking like.
We probably should.
Because we had over 400 in ours. We just let that kind of get out of hand.
No worries. Whoopsies.
MacHike Chevy Cares, of course, our presenting sponsor for 10,000 for the troops. So big shout out to them. And big shout out to this latest haul.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do some thank yous as I go through these things. Kids and Company in Santa Fe. Mrs. Tara and Mrs. Peggy and their 2.5-year-old class. They made
Let
little
me see
cards.
Some of these. Oh, my word. Come on. Come
so
on.
So cute.
That's adorable.
Love those. Bronnie Watts sent us a wonderful card from Houston. We have some that don't have names, but thank you guys so much. Here's some from Houston. Here's more from Houston. Here's one from Cyprus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to John Henschel and Shan Geisler. I'm sorry, Geisler, for their letters. We also have a package here from Whittington in El Campo.
Okay.
Hang on. Snug. It's a nice little stack.
That is a heck of a stack. I like it.
And Peyton McBride from Hockley sends us awesome handmade little cards.
Wow.
Love that.
Wow.
Love that. So however you want to do it, you want to make cards like Peyton, you want to buy your cards like the kids camp, kids and company in Santa Fe. That's fine. We'll take them all. We actually have a letter that was written and then photocopied.
Yes.
11,000 times.
That is the thing. We encourage working smart. And if you can come up with a system to somehow crank out a ton of these, like our friend Marilyn in Belleville, go right ahead. Yeah, Katie's going to go. This is, by the way, only one box of what we got. Because Marilyn was like, hey, can you come get these? I'm in Belleville. We're like, absolutely.
Say no more.
Say no more, Phil.
We'll, again, travel for less. Though I'd like another 11,000 pickup.
Yeah, I mean, if you happen to have 11,000. Yeah, 11.
We were talking about the number of boxes. It's not many, but some of those boxes were heavy. I bought a dedicated wagon yesterday for this, just to get them out of your car.
As it turns out, you can get 11,000 cards into like five or six boxes. Those boxes, though, are going to be tight. They're going to be full.
Oh, okay. So Marilyn, she is a saint. 11,276, because she has
11,000
total right here. And I'm guessing these are the numbers for all the boxes.
That is absolutely, what do you even say about
it? Marilyn, y'all, Marilyn's awesome. Marilyn. So this is her letter.
Yes.
Big shout out. Oh, sorry, y'all. We have a camera that follows me. So it followed me over there.
Hey, whatever.
So this is Marilyn's letter.
Yes.
So, and she has several different versions, because she was telling me, like, at night, you know, she would write down what she was thinking. If something new came to her, if she got inspired, she would write down something else, and then she would photocopy it X amount of times. We were laughing. She was like, I probably spent more on paper and things than I would have if I just bought, like, cards and, you know, having to place ink and all of that.
Not at 11,000. No.
No. But it's wonderful. So if you want to do that, that's also highly encouraged.
Absolutely. Whatever you want to do, it can be one card, it can be multiple cards. It doesn't matter.
Marilyn and Pete out in Belleville are heroes.
Now, if you do want to get us your cards, just remember, you got to do it before the 26th.
Yes. And that's, we have to have them in hand. So if you are someone that likes to procrastinate, you like to wait until the last minute, we totally get that. We are the same way. Don't.
Try to avoid it.
Because it's not postmarked by. We need them in hand by.
Yes.
So, yeah, try to get to the post office if that's your plan as soon as possible. Or, again, reach out. We can come get those cards. We also have two pickup parties this week. We're going to be in Hockley on Friday, and we're going to be in Conroe on Saturday.
Yes, we are. So, get more info at thebullhouston.com.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
A bride and groom from Ohio have gone viral because they decided they'd skip out on their own reception so they could make it to a Megan Maroney concert. Which is some serious dedication.
That's okay. All
bride
right.
is a huge fan, All and right. her husband gets it.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
So they did what they had to do. And what was especially cool was when Megan sang Girl in the Mirror, everyone in the audience pulls out their phones and lit up the arena with their flashlights, and the bride and groom danced like in the walkway in front of all the lights. Which,
okay, that's awesome.
Gotta say, is a pretty memorable first dance. Mm-hmm. So very cool. Also, a cool local story. Maybe you heard, maybe you didn't, but Toro will officially be inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2025. Oh, man. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So, Toro joins an elite group of 33 mascots already enshrined in the hall, recognized for excellence across collegiate, professional, and independent sports.
Mm.
And Toro will be recognized by the Texans, they say, during halftime of a home game this season, but they didn't specify which one just yet. So if you're wondering how this happened, to be eligible, a mascot must have existed for at least 10 years
mm-hmm.
and demonstrated a significant impact within the sport and within the community.
Yes.
Which obviously Toro really fits that bill. So the highest standards of mascot excellence. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Toro, deeply involved in the Houston community. He's got his elementary school program, Toro Takes the Bull Out of Bullying. visits all kinds of Texan community partners, also wrote his first children's book, mm-hmm. made to be a mascot, which mm-hmm. highlights the importance of celebrating all of our differences.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, you see his antics on the field and on social media, right? Like Toro's great. So the Hall was established in 2005. And if you're wondering how Toro actually did, and this is what I'm scrolling to find, he had the highest number of votes among the executive committee and also ranked highest for public votes of all mascots on the ballot.
Wow.
That's the stat I was trying to find there.
Deserved. Welcome to the Hall of Fame, my man.
Yes. Love to see it.
Beautiful thing.
And let's talk about things that, or I should say other things that make you happy. A study in the Netherlands found there's one trait that makes us happier no matter how old we are.
Okay.
So whether you're in your 20s, your 50s, your 90s, all you have to do to be truly happy is to trust people.
What? Well, what?
Apparently, a trusting attitude makes us feel happier and more satisfied with our lives.
Well, probably so, because you don't have to think about a whole lot, do you?
Yeah, you're not thinking out to get you.
Yeah. Sure. Right, exactly.
Like, that would be a relief.
If you're not having to worry about whether this person is lying to you or misrepresenting something or whatever, and you got to double check and all this other stuff, yeah, I bet it's lovely.
It gets easier the more you do it.
Yes, of course it does. The problem is there's frequently consequences. I mean, if you have people to trust that are trustworthy, then hey.
Maybe that's the better thing. Maybe it's awesome. finding those types.
Yes.
Right? Surrounding yourself with trustworthy people.
I think that would be the best way to put it, because that's what you want.
Yes.
You don't want to trust
everyone.
Because
the type of trust does matter.
Okay.
Trusting the people you're closest to made the biggest difference.
Right.
Followed by trusting humanity in general. But not as important.
In general.
And institutional trust didn't matter at all.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You don't have to trust the government. No one cares. Banks.
Well, come on, who's going to do that? Good Lord.
Nobody trusts any of those things. But it's like a feedback loop, right? So trusting people makes you happier, and being happy makes us want to trust people.
Right.
And then being trusted makes you happier.
Right.
So trust and well-being mutually reinforce each other over time. And again, it holds true across all age groups.
That's pretty
But
cool.
Makes the biggest difference for kids, teens, and seniors.
Huh. Go figure. Wow.
So kids, get better friends. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Good morning, Kylie. How are we feeling today?
Feeling good.
That is good.
Feeling rich.
$100. Moderately well paid. Yes. So we are going to give you your 10 questions. You're going to try to get all of these right in 60 seconds. If you do, you'll win. You can pass on any of the questions. And if we have time at the end, we will come around to those passes a second time. You just can't change an answer once you give it. Does all of that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. How many sides of equal length does a square have?
4.
How long is 4 score in 7 years?
Pass.
Melanie Brown is the real name of what Spice Girl? Melanie Brown.
Pass.
What is the uncontrollable loss of traction of a car on a wet surface?
A hydroplane.
What band is Dan Aykroyd in?
Pass.
When MySpace first launched, how many friends could you showcase on your homepage?
3.
What period did the T-Rex live during, Jurassic or Cretaceous?
Cretaceous.
What is the last letter in the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
What Japanese way of cooking is based on grilled meat coated with soy sauce, mirin, and sugar?
Oh.
It's delicious.
Pass.
A pattern of weather in a region is measured over a long period of time. Is its what?
We will accept an answer.
If you want to throw it out, we'll accept it.
I have no idea.
Okay, fair. Let's go through the quiz.
Okay, a lot of passes. So we were about to get back to those. So 4 score in 7 years. 87.
Oh, 80.
A score is 20.
20 years. 20, 20 years. Got
Melanie
it.
Brown. There was a lot of laughing. I feel like there was an age difference here in this quiz, Kylie. Melanie Brown is the real name of what Spice Girl? Melby is...
Evil Spice. Scary Spice. Yes.
Scary Spice.
Yes.
What band is Dan Aykroyd in?
Blues Brothers. Yeah.
When MySpace first launched, also got a lot of stickers on that.
Oh, this breaks my heart.
How many friends could you showcase on your homepage? It was 8.
So do you remember MySpace?
Are you too young for MySpace?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
No worries.
Okay, continue.
Omega is the last letter in the Greek alphabet.
Yes.
And the Japanese way of cooking based on grilled meat coated with soy sauce, mirin, and sugar is teriyaki.
Oh, I was going to go hibachi.
Oh, okay.
All right. Look, a great start.
Yep.
Please sign up again. Let's have a sequel. Go online, thebullhouston.com/contest.
If I say summer Fridays...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I know you do now.
Yeah.
But your mind was blown.
I had no clue. I legitimately had no clue what this was.
There are offices that have these flex hours on Friday. So you can leave at like 1 or 2 o'clock when maybe normally on a Friday you would leave closer to 4, 5, or 6.
And it's a thing.
And it's not universal, obviously, but there are companies that do this. There are people that get to enjoy this. But it usually only happens in the summer.
In the summer. It's like just a thing where the kids get, hey, you know what? It's summer. You might want a little extra time for your weekend. So, hey, everyone gets to dip.
Now,
and
good
go
and
home.
Bad, because depending on what it is you do, you might have to cram extra hours into the other 4 days to ensure that you're able to leave early on that Friday.
Or it might be depending on who you are and what you do at the company or whatever. But like, it's just one of those things in that list of summer perks, which I like. There's apparently quite a lot.
Well, I was going to say we know not of, but actually we had, and I think we took for granted.
We did.
Possibly the best summer perk that's ever existed.
You're right.
I didn't know what I had.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now because I would kill to get that here.
It was a refrigerator full of ice cream.
Well, a freezer because a refrigerator would be sad. It was a freezer full of ice cream, free ice cream the whole summer.
That was it. It existed. You could go
in
and get a sweet
treat. It was magically refilled.
Unbelievable.
And I mean like name brand ice cream.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
So it got us thinking like, there is a possibility you guys have some wild summer perks. Maybe it's the Flex Fridays. Maybe it's an ice cream fridge. Maybe it's a pool. We don't know. Or it might be, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Yeah, we don't get a break ever.
Because we want to start asking for things at this company.
Yeah.
And we want to know what the options are. So
Flex Fridays seem to exist for managers in most places. Maybe all places. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Special perks during the summer. Call us.
Frito, Katie, this is a discovery expedition right here. We are trying to find out if summer perks even exist.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly do in some form or fashion, some place. Do you get summer perks? There's something that you get in the summer you don't get any other time
of year.
We want
to know how common it is.
Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
It was real common for us to have 2 different perks. And the perk was that we would work Monday through Friday, and they were 10-hour days. And, I mean, Monday through Thursday, I'm sorry. They were 10-hour days, and Friday we were off. Let me tell you here where the perk is.
Yes.
Okay, so before, it was they would give us a 1-hour health hour that we could use at 4:30. So it was technically we were working from 7 to 4:30 with a 30-minute lunch.
Okay.
So the perk was that we got in a health hour, okay? So that was nice. Well, when I moved here, I'm not working right now, but they do the same thing. They just don't have a health hour. So I guess the perk was that you had a health hour and you could use it in the morning and come in late, or you could use it in the afternoon and leave early at 4:30.
Oh, so basically they gave you forgiveness if you wanted to dip earlier, show up later, anything like that.
Yes, and it was kind of the unspoken, like, we all knew that we were not going to go work out. Most of us would use it to go to the happy hour or something like that.
No judgment.
That's still a health hour. I mean, that's mental health.
Exactly.
Not bad. Go ahead.
I'm a truck driver, and the company I work for, they don't give out, like, free ice cream on Fridays or whatever. But they do cool things throughout the year. Like, every month they do a birthday celebration for everybody. And then also they do, like, celebrations throughout the year. Like, they did Mother's Day celebration, Mother's Day brunch. And
brunch?
Well,
seriously.
Most locations is only two people, me and the office personnel. So
that seems like it would be
you don't get to do much, or yeah. You get to do more.
It seems like it would be an easier brunch, you know what I mean? Like the catering bill would be much more manageable.
What do you want?
Yeah.
But for the most part, I get paid every Friday, so...
Ultimate perk. Yeah, there it is. I mean,
I wake up and payday's on time, never an issue. So
that's what we all tell ourselves. Yeah, yeah, it's like, enough. Hey, that is the bar. That is the actual bar.
You should be demanding more.
Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 is the bull. Morgan Wallen and pit passes. These are huge.
It has been a long road.
Yeah,
long
for morning. All of us. For yes, all of us.
Because as it turns out, the radio station plays a lot of Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, that was very deceptive.
Yes.
But it all came down to this.
All right, we've heard the two songs. Let's meet caller 10. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Melissa Huggins.
Melissa Huggins. How long have you been listening this morning, Melissa?
All morning. My daughter has had me listening.
All morning. You've been
obviously she
forced.
Very much enjoyed it.
So let's say you did win these pit passes that everyone's trying to get. Are you taking your daughter? Are they for your daughter?
Yes, I'm taking my daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Melissa, you've done the deal. You are caller 10. You're going to Morgan Wallen.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom of the year.
So excited.
Mom of the year over here.
Where is your daughter? Where is your daughter?
She's at home. She's at home listening, and I'm working.
Holy cow.
And so she's like, so we're both listening. She's like, okay, call now.
Team effort. Team effort.
You are about to get a very excited phone call. So we will free you up to let you take
and
that.
And if she didn't really get you anything spectacular for Mother's Day, maybe now is the time. I'm just kidding.
They say vengeance is best served cold. It don't get any colder. It don't get any colder than this. All right, Melissa.
So where are these tickets at?
The pit.
Oh my god,
Melissa.
Yeah, you said cold. No, this is hot. This is hot, Melissa.
Oh, yeah,
you're like
exactly
right up in there.
You kept telling me it's the pit.
Yeah, Melissa, you're going
right
to be
in the action.
As close as you can get with your daughter on Friday.
Oh my god,
so excited
for Morgan Wallen. Hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up. Now, for everyone else, that's not it. This is an all-day thing.
Yes. So more chances to win. You're listening for the back-to-back Morgan Wallen. When you hear that second song ending, that's when you start calling.
Mm-hmm.
And then caller 10, just like Melissa this time, will win that next pair of pit passes. It's Wall to Wallen on this Wallen Winning Wednesday.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, so it was last hour. We had the story about how trust can make you happy.
Oh, yeah.
No matter your age.
Right.
And TLDR. The whole point was, if you surround yourself with trustworthy people, you'll be happy.
I still am not.
And we made the joke, you need better friends.
Exactly. Exactly.
Definitely the case here. Ever had a friend stab you in the back?
Well, yeah, I think like everyone has
at least
once. Oh, an actual stab.
A man in Salt Lake City was out having lunch on Saturday with what he thought was his friend.
Right.
Out of nowhere, the guy attacked him, put him in a chokehold, and tried to stab him with a wooden stake.
Oh, no.
Why, do you ask?
Oh, my God.
He was a little confused about monster hunting.
Right.
But he thought his friend was a werewolf. The stake, of course, is not for werewolves. That would be for vampires.
That's a completely different
I guess
beast.
It had a nail in it, so maybe he thought the nail was silver? And he was just hedging his bets.
Yeah, it's gotta be silver, my dude. Gotta
the guy
silver.
Luckily got away, wasn't hurt. The attacking friend also stole his backpack and ran off, and I guess he was looking for werewolf stuff. Evidence.
There are way too well, you know, depending on the male, could be a very shaggy individual, you know, maybe maybe your wires get crossed.
The police did get him. They found rocks in his pocket, and they're like, what is this for? And he said, in case my werewolf friend tries to kill me, obviously.
What are the rocks going to do, my man?
I don't know.
What are the rocks going to do?
No idea.
Like, we've already missed once. Now we're going to... What's the mythical beast that slayed
God,
with
read
rocks?
A book.
Good Lord. Yeah, if you're going to do it right. Also, just want to mention that Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London, highly, highly underrated song.
No, not at Halloween, but...
Well, I'd say anytime. That song slaps. Have we talked about Liquid Death, the water on the show?
I don't know. I'm very confused by it.
I'm in awe.
I always thought that it was more than water, and I was floored when I discovered that that's what people were paying for water.
What I'm saying, man, literally just water. Sometimes not even sparkly. Sometimes it's just flat. Mm-hmm. Literally water. And they have found a way through a really cool can design. You know, you make a tall boy. You put a flaming skull on it. To make people pay essentially like $10 a can, something crazy. They keep raising the bar, man. Raising the bar. They sold 10 empty cans of iced tea that were drunk by Ozzy Osbourne. And the sales pitch was that you can get Ozzy's DNA off these cans. I'm not kidding.
There will never be another Ozzy Osbourne. Unless you have his actual DNA. Introducing infinitely recyclable Ozzy by Liquid Death. These cans have each been drunk by Ozzy himself. And each can contains trace DNA from Ozzy's saliva, as well as his handwritten signature. Once technology and federal law permits, you can replicate Ozzy and enjoy him for hundreds of years into the future.
Yeah, so that's the idea. Any guess on the price, Katie?
Oh, a lot.
They sold out immediately.
Well, they only had 10, so.
Yeah, not bad. $450 each
how
for
do you
Ozzy's
know he,
trash.
How do you know? I mean, he signed it, so he did touch it. That's,
he did, yeah.
That's valuable.
He came in contact
fan.
With it.
But how would you know that he was the one to consume it?
You would have no idea.
How do you know he didn't just pour it out?
You'd have no idea. He might have. I don't know that Ozzy even likes iced tea. Frankly,
I didn't know they made iced tea.
Like, that was news to me, too.
I guess that was the whole point of this.
All right, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.